employer. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We're going to be talking about radio. We're going to be talking about the media. We're going to be talking about the Velvet Hammer. Many years ago, I used to listen to an outstanding broadcaster. His name is Chuck Harder, H-A-R-D-E-R. He broadcasted on many stations, and one of them is WMCA out of New York City. And I was able to pick up that broadcast, and I listened to him. And over the years, he became more and more involved with corruption, conspiracy fact, and he was teaching us about what was really happening. And he had a term called the Velvet Hammer. And today, we're going to be learning about the Velvet Hammer and what happens. What happens to those in the media who say things that are just outside the bounds that are allowed? And we're going to talk about, do radio personalities get told what they can and can't say? Or do they just get knocked out of the box with the Velvet Hammer? With us today, radio broadcasting legend Sam Bushman. Sam Bushman, welcome.
Hi, Vince. Happy to be alongside for the ride. And believe it or not, that's the origins of my understanding of the Velvet Hammer. I've known about the principle for a long time. I used to listen to Chuck Harder back in the early 90s as well. In fact, believe it or not, that's how I got my start in radio. I basically was working on a political campaign with a buddy. In the middle of the night, we turned on the radio and we heard some talk show hosts just going off on some crazy stuff. Well, not really so crazy, but that's what we thought at the time. And it was Chuck Harder, and it was also Jerry Hughes. He did a program called Washington on Trial, and Chuck Harder did For the People. And they had a radio network at that point called People's Radio Network, PRN. And long story short, we were so shocked by the information we heard. We researched it, found out it was true, said we got to help them. That's my origins in radio in the very beginning. That's how I got into radio. And what's fascinating about that is I made good friends with Chuck. I made good friends with Jerry Hughes. Now Jerry Hughes has passed away. He was one of the greatest broadcasters, in my opinion, ever. Nevertheless, Chuck Harder is still alive. He's got some health issues now, still considered a good friend. And I got my start in radio from them because what they would do, which was unique in radio, is they put together a 24/7 syndicated, meaning on satellite, radio network, and they would provide their programming to radio station affiliates on barter. And I even got so interested in it that I bought a satellite dish and installed it in my backyard and put it up so that I could listen to the network 24/7. And they basically provided a way for radio stations to get incredible programming that was out of the traditional box. And Chuck talks about how he worked for a lot of the big boys, MSNBC and some of these people. And what happened was he was moved to TalkNet. And in TalkNet, they wanted you to talk about certain things and not talk about other things. And anyway, to make a long story short, that's how I got my understanding of the Velvet Hammer, and that's my whole origins in radio. That's how I got started 20 years ago.
Well, Sam, let's talk a couple minutes about how you and I got together. And it wasn't long ago that we met. The Freeze-Dry Guy is a mutual friend of ours, and the Freeze-Dry Guy... The freeze-dried guy, I believe, is kind of like this. He'll tell me I'm his favorite broadcaster, and he'll tell Sam, Sam's his favorite broadcaster.
Well, what he always says to me is, he says, you know, you and a couple of other people are my favorite broadcasters, is what he says.
Yeah, that's kind of it. That's it. That's it. And that's exactly right. That's what he says. And he was referring to you, and the reason that he likes you is because you are not afraid to say what's true. So here we have the freeze-dry guy, and he says, Vinny, I'd like you to consider going to this event. And it's the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event. It's a big event. It's the annual event. It's the conference. Sheriff Mack's going to be there. And there's a guy you need to meet, Sam Bushman. And I said, I've heard of Sam Bushman. I've never talked to him. I've listened to him on the radio. He's a really good guy. And I said, I'd like to go. So it was coming up, and I called you, Sam, and I said, hey, I'm going to be broadcasting live. I'm going to bring some of my gear, and I'm going to be on Genesis Communications Network. I'm going to be on KWTO, so 2 hours, the 9 o'clock hour, the 10 o'clock hour on GCN, and the 3 o'clock hour on KWTO AM 560, Springfield, Missouri. And would you like to be with me? And you said, yeah, you'd love to. And then you in turn said, hey, Vinny, why don't you come on my show at 8 o'clock and let's simulcast the 9 o'clock hour. So that's what we did. We figured out the night before the broadcast how to make the equipment work. We tested it, and we went on there.
Can I just stop you right there, though, and say this? We needed a cable, and it was like 10 o'clock at night. We didn't have a cable, and we're like, oh, crap, what are we going to do? Because the show started. Vinny grabs a cable, whips out his pocket knife, chops that sucker in half, and says, dude, I'll make one.
Well,
and he did, and it worked.
Well, what were we going to do? I had to do something because if you put it right down to the split second, we probably got that thing. You had yours separately hooked up. I had mine separately hooked up, but we had no way to simulcast until maybe 5 minutes before airtime.
Yes, sir. But you know what? That's how radio works oftentimes, unless you have millions of dollars and plenty of engineers and all those kind of people to do it. Hey, we run things in a lot of ways on a shoestring. And the funny thing is, the less money you spend to a great degree, the better your broadcast is when it comes to truth and information. Now, it might not be quite as polished, but the fact is, those are the people that are really moving and shaking. And that's why when you see big companies in IT, for example, hey, Microsoft doesn't hardly innovate anything anymore. Apple and some of these companies, they do a little bit, but what they really do is they find small guys like us that create a better mousetrap, something new, something innovative, and then they want to buy us, right?
Yeah.
That's usually how it works, and so that just shows you where the innovation takes place.
Well, there are a lot of similarities between what you do and what we do over here at USA Prepares, and here's why. Sam, you built all of your equipment for your studio, and that's exactly what I did. Now, independent, you know, without talking to each other, you figured out how to do it. You wanted some software. You got all the software put together for your automation. I mean, independently, we are trying really hard to save a lot of money. I don't charge people for things that I do for them. I just don't do it. And I'm trying to do it so that I can give the maximum value to everyone, including at the expo. We hardly charge, we charge like one quarter of what other expos charge their exhibitors, and we charge very little, $15 for all the seminars you can stand over a two-day period at the Get Prepared Expo. 83 seminars last time over a two-day period. So our intent is value, value, value. And not everybody likes that, Sam. Not everybody likes the fact that we can do it faster and less expensively than the others. They just can't stand it. And we're talking about the Velvet Hammer today. And I saw the Velvet Hammer knock me right out of the box on Tuesday. I saw it happen. I couldn't believe it. I'm talking this week, Vinny got hit with the Velvet Hammer for the fifth time.
Now, before you go into your story on the Velvet Hammer, I just want to help people understand how Chuck would explain the Velvet Hammer really quick. And then you can tell your story of what happened, and then I've got a couple of horror stories, too, that are interesting. But Chuck used to talk about the Velvet Hammer, and he said this. I was over at TalkNet, and And I started to bring up things. This is Chuck talking now. I started to bring up things relating to the MENA drug Arkansas connection, where Governor Bill Clinton and many others were looking the other way at the least, possibly involved in drug running. Terry Reid wrote a book about it. This comes from the Iran-Contra stuff. From the Ronald Reagan era, where we had Ollie North involved in drug trade. This is kind of an outgrowth of some of that stuff. Yeah, Iran-Contra. And what happens, he says, I started to talk about some of these things, and the first thing they did is they invited me to the end of the office. This is Chuck Harder speaking now. He says, I went into the office, and they said, Chuck, you are a tremendous host, buddy. I mean, you've got the voice, the golden microphone voice, buddy. You've got the talent. You are spot on. In fact, the people love you. Your show is growing, and we've got planned for you a raise. We just do, because, you know what, you make us money. And when we all make money together, it's just fantastic, Chuck. And so we love you. And the first, half hour of the interview was just telling Chuck how incredible he was and how without him they wouldn't be anybody, and, buddy, he was a rock star. And then they said a couple of things at the end that told the tale. And that was, you know, it's not really helpful when you go off on these other subjects. They're not very helpful. They're not doing what we need done. These other subjects, these other issues, these other circumstances, much better issues according to our audience statistics and according to what we know. So you're dependent on that raise, and we're dependent on you, and we love you, brother. And they let him go. Well, that was the start of it, and he kind of caught on that they were giving him a hint, but he didn't quite get it. Subsequent interviews, eventually they push the envelope further. They'd come straight out and say, you know, our advertisers don't like it when you talk about that, and your paycheck depends on it. Well, eventually they fired him from TalkNet, or they let him go. He was gone. And he understood that to be the velvet hammer. They'll first start out incredibly nice. They'll point out how incredible of a rock star you are. They'll do all kinds of things to make you feel like, man, you matter. But you don't. They're just doing that so that they can basically say what they want to say and control you, and then they want to control you without having to come out and directly do it. And they do that by building you up so big that you're the man, baby. And then at the same time, they give you the direction that you better get. And if you get, deal done. Beautiful. If you don't get it, though, eventually they will increase and increase and you'll be gone. And how much they'll tell you before you're gone depends on how much they think you'll talk and some of those other things. But it happens everywhere in the industry. And one of the things that I do, Vince, is I document cases of this stuff.
Well, let's document one right now. I thought you were talking about me. You were talking about Chuck Harder. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com, Sam Bushman, and we're going to talk about what we do and how much trouble we get in. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is a fun broadcast because We're explaining exactly what happens to those of us who do what we do. We have short life expectancies on the radio. Sam Bushman's with us, and
Hey, by the way, Vince, your liner at the beginning of the segment said to put your memories in high power.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing like the velvet hammer to make you remember, buddy.
Just Well, I got hit with it on Tuesday, but that was the fifth time in 12 months. I'm not just picking a number five. I have literally been removed from broadcasts five times in 12 months. Three times from one network, and I'm not going to mention the network, three times from one network alone, and they'd throw me off and then go, shoot, shouldn't have done that. They'd bring me back. And then they go, yeah, we should have. And then they throw me off again, and they go, shoot. And on air, I heard, hey, you know, we need you back because we don't want you to go over there to another network. So they bring me back, and then they go, darn it, we were right the first two times. And then I get thrown off again. And I'm a really slow learner, but, you know, now that I have these lumps from getting hit with that hammer, I'm getting to be a faster learner. So I wanted to tell you that a funny thing happened. There's a venue in Springfield, Missouri. It's a place where you can have an event. And it's a fairly large large venue, but it's not the largest one in Springfield. It's actually the smallest one in Springfield, but it's still pretty large. And so I got a call. There was a Sheriff Richard Mack. You know him. He's one of us. He's one of our instructors here at USA Prepares. He's a good friend of yours. And Larry Pratt, he's one of our instructors. He's a good friend of yours. Anyway, those two guys and many others were at this event in Springfield, and it was a Second Amendment rally. And it was at this venue that I'm not allowed to set my foot on, or they'll call the cops. They have literally called the cops, and it's owned by a church. I'm not going to say that it's the Ridgecrest Baptist Church. I won't say that. So this church owns this property. And the property is called Remington's, and I won't say that either. So Remington's has a manager by the name of Jeff Steele, and I won't give you his name either. So Jeff Steele is the manager of Remington's, owned by Ridgecrest Baptist Church. And this guy physically grabbed me and threw me out and had the police out in the parking lot waiting for me. And three cars showed up because I wanted to know exactly what was going on. And I still, to this day, I don't know what was going on. So next time there's an event that I wanted to go to, I paid my $10, and boom, they called the cops again. And there were four of them, three of them in front of me, guns ready to shoot me. I'm not kidding. I have a picture of it. And there's one behind me, just in case, you know, I guess they thought maybe I was going to draw my weapon and shoot these three cops. So they had one behind me to shoot me, and I was unarmed. One of the few times I'm unarmed, so they had the cops, and they threw me out again. Now, this is the Ridgecrest Baptist Church. I saw Jeff Steele. I heard with my own ears, saw him with my own eyes, get on the radio and call the cops. 911 on me. So here's a church that's getting involved with hitting me with the velvet hammer, probably because my message in Springfield is a little bit unacceptable, where I expose the corruption, kind of like Chuck Harder did. But anyway, there was this event with Larry Pratt recently, Larry Pratt and Sheriff Richard Mack. So I called Ridgecrest Baptist, and they said, look, you know, we're going to have a meeting of the elders, and here's our attorney, and give him a call. He's an elder. So I called the attorney. He says, all right, we're going to have a meeting. We'll get together. We'll talk about this, the potential for Vincent Finelli coming to to Remington's. And then 3 days later, I get a call back. You can't come. I said, okay. So I didn't show up. So I'm on,
Stop, the air. Stop. When you say you can't come, why not?
They won't tell me. They won't,
even if you're willing to obey whatever rules or whatever, hey, you can't come because of this reason, Vinny, and can I stop doing whatever you're saying we're doing and still come?
Well, I asked them all those questions, exactly why, and they cannot tell me. There is no reason.
Tell you. They will not tell you.
They will not tell me the reason. Whatever it is, they won't tell me. And I'll tell you what. I even went on the air and I said, I don't know why. Would you call them? Here's their phone number. Would you find out? You have my permission to ask. I gave out their phone number on the air, and man, oh man, did that cause problems. Sam Bushman, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about the Velvet Hammer and what really happens. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're. Take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Sam Bushman's with us, and we're talking about the Velvet Hammer. And I was mentioning a story about what happened to me in Springfield, Missouri. So, Sam, there was this convention with Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt, a whole bunch of other Second Amendment loving people, including me. But I wasn't allowed to go because I called the elder who was an attorney in Springfield, Missouri, where the event was, and he said, "No, Vinny, you can't come." So I said, "Okay." So I'm on the radio after the event the next day, and a caller calls up, and I don't take a lot of calls on the radio, and so this caller called up, and he said, "Vinny, you know, what's the deal? How come you weren't at the at the event. And I said, well, oh, geez, I really didn't want to talk about this. And I said, all right, here it is. So I explained how I called the church. They told me I couldn't go, and so I didn't go. And he said, Vinny, let me tell you what's happened. He said he was there. He was helping set up for the event, and he saw my picture. He saw my picture stapled to a number 10 envelope. And so he picked up my picture, and the guy that was put the picture down on the table, he looked at him. So this guy that called on the radio on my show says, hey, what's this? This is a picture of Vin Finelli. And the guy said, you're not supposed to see that. And he goes, what's the deal? What is this? He goes, well, they hired 3 security guards at the church to look for him. And I'm one of the 3 security guards. And because if he showed up, we were going to throw him out. Now, that ignited my fuse. I literally lost it right then and there on the radio. And I said, all right, let me tell you the story about Ridgecrest Baptist Church. Let me tell you who these guys are. This is not a church I'd want to, you know, belong to. Who are these people? Praise the Lord. And then, you know, this is not a Christian-like behavior because they can't tell me exactly what I've done. So I went on the radio right then and there and I said, look, I have no idea what I've done. These guys keep calling the cops on me. They've called the cops on me twice. They're trying to build a case to make it look like the next time they haul me into court, hey, you know, this guy's got a history. You know, the police have to get called on him a lot. He's a real troublemaker. But the reality is there is no reason for anybody to call the cops on me because I haven't done anything. So when the cops do come, they go, why are we here? And I go, I don't know. And they go, well, if you leave, everything will be fine. But there still is a record of them being called on me, but no one knows why, including the cops. So anyway, that's what they've done to me. And it's just one thing. So after I said that on the radio, I said, okay, while we're on this subject, let me tell you, I have been sued. I've been hauled into court. I've had an emergency injunction to shut down my expo while the exhibitors are setting up. A political a politician in Springfield has it out for me. He wants to shut down my company, the USAPrepares.com LLC. He wants to shut down the broadcast, USAPrepares.com, and he wants to shut down the expo. And this guy has threatened to expose me. This guy's going to expose me as what? As someone who believes in UFOs, aliens, is an anti-Semite and a anti-Zionist.
Wait a minute. If you want to believe in UFOs in America, can't you believe in UFOs?
Well, actually, I do think there are such things as UFOs. I don't know what they are. They're unidentified flying objects. I know that they're there. I don't know what they are. I don't know any more than anybody else does, but I'm certainly interested.
Is there not an hammer when it gets thrown at you, a UFO?
I have friends who are instructors, very dear friends I see all the time that are Jewish. And all of this is nonsense. But what I'm telling you is these guys will pull out all the stops to discredit you.
No
and
question.
I've never
because
talked.
They can't battle the issues of the day, they'll lose. So it's a matter of slander and a matter of libel and a matter of all these different things that they can't prove but they can make stick even after the fact if they have to apologize. Quick example of that is the Southern Poverty Law Center. We had an event at Valley Forge, Tom DeWeese, myself, Richard Mack, many others, and we all spoke and everything else. And by the way, a Southern Poverty Law Center representative snuck into our event and attended. And then they wrote an article about us. And they said that Richard Mack said certain things in his presentation that he didn't say. And so Richard Mack called them up, or Sheriff Richard Mack called them up and said, hey, you guys are lying about this. And they said, no, we're not. We stand by it. And Richard said, I'm going to give you a copy of the video, and you better be able to show me where. And they couldn't. Long story short, Richard Mack threatened to sue. He's the only one that I know that has a written, official apology from the Southern Poverty Law Center for getting it wrong. But this is an example. They tried to shut him down and lost that one. Nevertheless, they're still on the prowl. It just goes to show they can't debate the facts. They've got to slander and abuse and misrepresent, or they get nowhere. But it's their tactic. And even on the back end, if they lose a couple, they don't care.
Yeah. What happened to me was this politician. So when you hear me talk about politicians, I'm not making this stuff up. I have seen these guys. I've seen how they operate. I've seen what leeches and what parasites they really are. I've seen them up close. But I've been threatened by them. And you know, the one guy that said, Hey, I'm going to call a press conference. I'm going to call 57 media outlets, you know, television, all the big television stations, the radio, the press, the, you know, newspapers, everybody. I'm calling a press conference. As a politician, this guy's going to call a press conference about me. I mean, this guy has his sights right on me. And I said, go ahead.
Yeah, just get my website right, would you please?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, he knows that I will do a nonstop campaign to expose who he really is. So he's been laying low for a while, but he literally, this guy sued me to shut down the expo and the event. This is the setup day of the expo. He didn't want it to happen because he really has it out for me. He really wants to shut down my radio broadcast, and it's not working. However, they have been effective in getting me off the air in Springfield, Missouri. And you mentioned some really neat things. You've got a great voice for radio. Well, they didn't say that about me, but they did say, Vinny, you know, they did call me in, Vinny, you've got talent, people love you. I mean, those are the words you used. Those are the words that I heard. Seriously, people love you. Your show is growing. We love you.
We need you, Vinny.
We need you. Now, they didn't say that I had more listeners than Rush Limbaugh on the afternoon broadcast, but one of the engineers did tell me that I had more listeners. I was the number one broadcast on the largest coverage station in Springfield, Missouri, after just like six months, because of the kinds of things that I was saying, and people were really interested. Well, here's what they did to me. They let my contract expire. They haven't communicated with me in 5 weeks, okay? So I just assumed, okay, I get it. I'm off the air. Now, did they fire me? Yes and no. What they're saying is I never renewed my contract. Well, that's true. It was never offered to me, okay? It was never offered. So what they've done is they've replaced me with a national broadcast that does not take telephone calls. Because if that broadcast took telephone calls, they would be eviscerated by my listeners calling up and demanding to know why I'm not on the air. And as a matter of fact, I'm getting calls from my listeners because my telephone number is on the website. They're calling me day and night and they're saying, Vinny, what happened? I called the radio station and they said, you didn't renew your contract. That's exactly right. And what do they? And who do they put on the phone? They put on the phone a guy who really doesn't talk with the public. The people who were involved in not having me on the air, they don't get on the phone. They have, you know, one of their employees get on the phone, and he doesn't know much. He doesn't know much. All he knows is I didn't renew the contract, and that's all he can talk about. But they put on a program a national program. So instead of having a local program talking about the local news and who is taking advantage of the little people, who the politicians are and what they're doing and how they're hurting the community, they replace that with a national program that has no discussion about local issues. That's why they wanted me out of there. And I'm not the first guy that they did that to. And it's happened to you too, hasn't it?
Yeah, in fact, one of the ways that it happened to me is I started my career in talk radio. I became a talker. The show was growing and doing well. In fact, it did so well on Chuck Carter's second network, he gave me a slot. And so I was broadcasting for Chuck for a while, and all of a sudden this bigger network guy came to me that had a much bigger network than Chuck. I was at a National Association of Broadcasters convention in Vegas, and the guy comes to me and he says, Sam, you know what? We dig your show, man. And we want to make your show really, you know, over the top. We think you have real potential. You can grow. We're the people to make it happen. And after building me up for a while, he said, there's just one thing. You got to knock off that God stuff. You got to knock off talking about God and stuff. And if you do that, we'll make you a rock star. And I thought about that for a second. It only took me a second to process what he was saying because you know what? It doesn't matter about God. That's not the point, although that's the issue he used. But what it really means is we're starting you out by controlling you now. We'll take you, but you know we're going to control you further. Pretty soon it won't be about God. It'll be, don't talk about Vinny getting shut down with his expo. Don't talk about whatever the case may be. They're setting the stage to control what is said on the air by who, when, and how, and et cetera. So I just looked at him and said, you know what? God's out. I'm out, buddy. And that was the end of that. But I'm just telling you, it was setting the stage. You're a board buddy. We'll make you a rock star, but you're going to let us control you, aren't you? And my response was, not a chance. That was the end of that.
Let me add a little piece to what I was telling you. And this is how deep it goes. It's all about money. Let me say it a different way. It's all about money. You hear it over and over. Well, it is. Well, what happened when I was being sued? Now, here's a situation. We've got thousands of people coming from all over the country to come to the expo. We've got the exhibitors unloading their trucks and setting up their exhibits, and I'm in court. I'm in court that morning because I heard by chance that I was being shut down. If I didn't hear about this by chance, I would have been shut down and not even known about it. That's how secret these guys are. And they use their system. Politicians use their buddies, you know, the judges. They're all in this together. They work together, and they were going to shut down the expo. And when the judge really heard what was going on, he realized that this was a sham. Bottom line is this politician called a bunch of people as witnesses on his side, people who had been to the expo, okay? And they were lining up in one room, and it was me and Mrs. Finelli and another one of our instructors in another room. And so the attorney's fees are running by the second. I mean, it's costing a fortune, and it looks like, you know, I would be sued every way to Sunday if the expo didn't happen because people flew in from all over the country to be there. Well, we prevailed, but one of the guys who lined up on the politician side wanted to advertise on my show on KWTO, and I wouldn't let him. I wouldn't let him, and they begged me, let him. He has a coin store. I wouldn't let him because he ganged up on me. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli, Sam Bushman.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just got a call off the air from Judy Dollarheit. She and her husband, John Dollarheit, they're both USAPrepares.com instructors, went to get their concealed carry permits renewed in Christian County, Missouri, and they were denied having their CCW renewed. Not the original application, this is a renewal, because they would not allow the scanning of the documents, the other documents, additional documents like birth certificate, social security card, those kinds of things, additional documentation that goes to the feds. They would not allow it. So they got a YouTube video of this whole thing. They're going to post it on YouTube. As soon as they send me the link, I will post it on page one of USAPrepares.com. Corruption is everywhere. Sam Bushman's with us, and Sam, I wanted to tell you that commercial time on my broadcast at USA Prepares in the afternoon was selling for $50 a minute on this AM radio station. And this coin store, the guy who was on the other side to try to get me to shut down, cease my broadcast, shut down the expo, wanted to advertise on my radio show with his coin store. Okay, and so they snuck the first commercial in. I said, hey, guys, no, you cannot run that commercial on my show. They snuck it in the second time. I said, I'm not kidding. You guys keep doing that, and I'm going to talk about it, and you're not going to like it. They did it the third time, the fourth time. On the fifth time, the exact fifth time, we had a producer who was not Gary Williams, our regular producer. They had a guy filling in for him. He let it go, and I let loose. I let loose about, hey, let me tell you, just because somebody advertises on USAPrepares.com, that doesn't mean that I approve of who they are. That doesn't mean I support their ethics. That doesn't mean I endorse them. And here's an example. And I, boy, that got me. That, together with the Baptist Church, and saying, call Greg Burris, the city manager of Springfield, 417-864-1001. Tell him he's fired for poisoning us slowly with fluoride. He's killing us. Give him a call. Tell him he's fired. Those are the things that got me thrown off the air in Springfield, Missouri. That's why I got hit with the velvet hammer. Sam?
My response to that is it's true. I give a media presentation called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules. It's on DVD. I sell it if anybody's interested. But reason I bring it up is because one of the things I document in there is the things that I've learned along the way. I went and bought a radio station, a literal AM radio station, owned it, ran it for 10 years before I decided to syndicate my own content, etc. And what's interesting about all that is you find out very quickly. Advertisers want to control what you say, or they will drop you like a rock. And it's very interesting how they do it, and that's why this guy that opposed you, his next step was, well, let me advertise on his show. Let me get Vinny hooked on the money. Once Vinny's hooked on the money, it's pretty easy for me to slap Vinny around a little bit, velvet hammer style. Let me just go ahead and kind of say, you know, Vinny, I put a lot of money into you and everything like that. I just need your help on these things, buddy. I just need you to kind of you know, lighten up on this or that, or look, they're really your friends, it's just this, or, you know, I don't know how you got sideways with that, Vinny, but, and they'll, pretty soon you'll be going out to lunch with the advertiser, he'll buy you lunch too, he's your, one of your key advertisers, and he'll just say, you know, you don't really understand the internal workings of this or that, or whatever the case may be, and you got to mellow out on this or that, they're my friends, Vinny. I mean, you know, you don't want to attack my friends, I know on the surface it doesn't look like this or that, or they'll say one of your instructors isn't very helpful to what we're doing, Vinny, and they'll go on and on and on, but it all starts with that money, and money leads to control.
Yeah, you know what? You know what's interesting? I don't go out to lunch with advertisers, and you know, if I do go to lunch with some of our instructors, I always pay my own way. I always pay my own way. That's just the way it is. And the reason
I tried to pay Vinny's way, and he wouldn't let me. By the way, this is a true story. We were at a cafe like at almost midnight. Long story of why we were there. We were putting together all the equipment for a broadcast, and so we were up late kind of getting this stuff done. I tried to pay for Vinny's bill, not to control him, just because he was a friend, and I'm just like, hey, you know what? I'll pay this time, you pay next time, or whatever. Vince wouldn't let me.
Well, Sam Bushman, Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com. You know, we just did 101 of the Velvet Hammer. We've got to do 102, 103, 104, 105. And I saw the Liberty Roundtable. He who owns the media makes the rules. I saw with the family. He's absolutely right. And I thought, hey, this is a documentary about me. You're right on the money. Sam Bushman. Class, if you want, you can go to our website, USAPrepares.com. And Sam is carrying our broadcast. He is picking it up from the hours of 3 to 4 p.m. Mountain Time. So if you want to listen, go to the website. You'll be able to, you'll see the link. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.